The online space is like one big peanut gallery filled with opinionated comments from people telling you what you should and shouldn't do, especially when it comes to building and growing a successful business. I'll be the first to admit that I've spent way too much money on online courses that promise me the secrets behind how to grow my email list, sell well, and scale my business to million-dollar status. You can also find all sorts of messages on social media telling you the right way to run your business and what you must never ever do unless you want to be a laughingstock and a big fat failure at everything. It's hard to tune out those messages, especially if you feel fear, self-doubt, and confusion about the best way to build the business you want. And I don't know a single entrepreneur who doesn't feel fear, self-doubt, and confusion. But if you listen to what everyone else is telling you to do and not following your hut, you know, your heart plus your gut, you'll end up hating your business and your life and probably not making the money you want either. I'm speaking from personal experience here. In both my private practice and money therapy business, I've tried to do the same things other entrepreneurs have done so my business could be as successful as theirs, only to discover that those methods felt icky, sleazy, or out of character for me. But doing things my own way felt terrifying. What if my way doesn't work? What if I waste time and money and energy? What if I don't make any sales doing things my way? What if people don't like who I really am? Do your thoughts ever hijack your mind like that and make you doubt every single little thing you're thinking about doing? If so, I'm here to tell you that you have full permission to go your own way. If you don't want to do webinars, you don't have to. Delight students by offering a free class with no pitching whatsoever and give them a taste of your awesomeness. If selling feels terrible to you, don't do it. Invite people to have an experience with you instead. See how a little reframe can make a big difference? If pricing your program at 20 grand feels like highway robbery to you, don't charge high-end prices. You can have a highly profitable business and still make your services financially accessible to clients. If showing up on social in full makeup and hair done feels phony and fake, don't show up that way. Messy buns, yoga pants, and a fresh face are totally allowed. And honestly, I gravitate toward people who show up as their authentic selves. There is no right way to start or grow a successful business. The right way for you is your way, even if you don't have proof it will work. When you stop doing all the things that everyone else tells you to do and start doing the things that feel good to you, you feel more alive, excited, and inspired. And that excitement and good mojo just radiates around you, and it will attract clients and customers and add zeros to your bank account. Now that you have permission to do things your way, what's one thing you're going to stop doing in your business? And what will you do instead? I'd love to know.